From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran has foiled attempts by foreign enemies to turn Anhieb government protests into an insurgency aimed at toppling the Islamic Republic. The Ayatollah said these events, a reference to the protests, shared a common focus. That was the difference between the honest and rightful demands of the people and the wild and destructive behavior of others. Speaking in the holy city of Homs, the Ayatollah accused the U.S. and Israel of organizing the plot to overthrow the government. But he acknowledged the economic challenges facing Iranians. More than 20 were killed. By one account, thousands have been arrested. Meanwhile, exiled Iranian Prince Reza Pahlavi, speaking to the Associated Press, said the people are acting out of a state of hopelessness.
I think you're talking about a moment in time in our country's history where people who are simply fed up and have nothing to lose anymore, and they know that this situation, as long as it prevails, there's no hope for them in any sense, are really now taking some very brave and defiant steps. And that's very important, I think, particularly from the outside we're looking in to understand.
The son of the late Shah said regime change is the ultimate formula, and it won't come from outside forces, but rather by the strength of the Iranian people themselves. South African President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday said he will set up a commission of inquiry into allegations of corruption following release of an anti-graft report and Parliament's decision to review possible impeachment proceedings against him. Mr. Zuma, who will leave office next year, was ordered by the Constitutional Court last month to set up the commission. The 75-year-old Zuma has denied numerous allegations of wrongdoing since taking office in 2009. He stepped down as leader of the ruling African National Congress Party in December. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in Wednesday said he's open to a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if there is a good chance of success. He called the North's participation in the Winter Olympic Games desirable, but warned against any new North Korea provocation. Pyongyang's decision to attend the Games followed the first high-level Korean talks in 2 years held Tuesday. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it would not affect U.S. participation in the Olympics.
The North Korean participation is an opportunity for the regime to see the value of ending its international isolation by denuclearizing. We hope that we can continue to move forward on that front, but certainly doesn't affect our participation.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres especially welcomed the pending resumption of Korean military talks to lower the risk of miscalculation. Russian reaction to the news came from its U.N. ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia.
I welcome it. I welcome that they started talking to each other. That's what we're saying all the time, that in order to solve something, people at least need to start talking.
South Korea's unification ministry said talks could lead to a discussion of a fundamental resolution of the nuclear dispute. Tunisian police overnight Tuesday to Wednesday clashed once again with anti-government protesters over austerity measures. This protester said he took to the streets Tuesday over high prices and unemployment. The protests first erupted Monday, left at least one person dead. Scores have been injured, hundreds arrested. The government has increased taxes to reduce the country's ballooning deficit. Turkey on Tuesday summoned the ambassadors of Russia and Iran to complain about what it called the Syrian government's violation of the borders of a de-escalation zone inside northwestern Idlib province. Russian-backed government allied forces launched an offensive on the rebel-held province last month. The U.S. still doesn't know what sickened nearly two dozen American diplomats and their family members at the U.S. Embassy in Havana more than a year ago, but a U.S. official told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday it's incomprehensible that Cuba's communist government was unaware of what happened. Francisco Palmieri is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State.
The secretary has made a decision to convene an accountability review board. There will be a congressional notification.
Cuban officials who have launched their own investigation denied any knowledge or involvement in the matter. In Pakistan Tuesday, a bomb detonated in the city of Quetta killed at least six people, including five policemen, wounded several others. The blast appears to have targeted a police truck near government offices. China has ordered more than 180 jet aircraft from the European maker Airbus to be dispersed among 13 Chinese carriers. The announcement came during a state visit by French President Macron. It comes as U.S. aircraft maker Boeing announced it delivered a record number of aircraft last year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B.